Hey, you guys got here early. Where's Stacy?
Oh, she took a shower now, did she?
I told her it's poor manners to keep a boy waiting.
Well, it'll certainly be rude if I just left you alone to your own devices. So I guess I should keep you company until Stacy arrives, right?
No worries. I just got back from my business trip, so I'm not going to be busy anytime soon.
Tell you what, why don't I get us something from the kitchen? It'll only take a few minutes. Would you like anything to drink?
All right, then. Okay, so I gotta say, are you okay? Does your stomach hurt? Then why are you clutching a throw pillow over your lap like that? Are you sure you're... Oh, hold on. I think I know what's going on. Is that for me or for Stacy?
Oh, honey, that's incredibly flattering. But, you know, I'm a little too old for you, right?
Because I've got it going on.
I may not understand what that means, but that's sweet of you to think that.
Wait, are you asking me if I'm attracted to you too?
Such a bold question, if I may say so myself.
You want a serious answer?
Maybe. Hey, don't get so cocky now. You aren't the only one I'm attached to. You know, ever since Stacy's dad walked out, I have been on the lookout for a young man like you. Though, admittedly, you are my favorite.
Oh, you're blushing so much.
Well, what gave me away, though?
Right. I was wearing a towel that day I hired you to mow the lawn. You know, I was worried it may be a little inappropriate and forward. You might, you know, be a little bit bothered by that, but, seems you enjoyed it back then as well.
Oh, really now? The way I said you missed a spot over there.
Oh, wow. You've got quite an eye for detail then.
Well, I suppose you're right. If you think about me that much, you'll probably notice every little thing. Oh, well, this is totally wrong though. I think it's time for us to, rid ourselves of this fantasy.
No. Don't apologize. That's not what I meant at all.
You should put that throw pillow away and unzip your pants. Let's make your fantasy a reality.
What do you think?
Shh. You better be quiet, though. We both know Stacy takes a while to finish up. But if you're too loud, she might pick something up. She might get upset. You know she has a huge crush on you.
Why? That's not what I expected. But I love it still. Mm. Is this what you've always wanted? To see me on my knees sucking your cock? Oh. Is this where you waited for so long? What else have you been dreaming of? What do you think of me? Me on a stripper pole, perhaps? Wearing fishnet stockings. Wool leather corsets. Giving you quite the show. What about me leaving the pool? With only a bikini. Teasing you while I take the top off. Not knowing that you're staring from afar. Ogling at my wits and glistening body at home. Watching the water drip down my skin. Well, we both know Stacy can't give you a good head like I can. But she's young. Less experienced, huh? And you're probably thinking that Stacy just can't see, huh? What's missing? Or maybe and maybe she's just not the girl for you. And that it's supposed to be me. Stacy's mom, huh? Oh, are you getting close? It's okay. Don't worry. You won't make a mess. Because I'm going to swallow all of your cum. Oh. Well, that made you twitch so much, didn't it? We are really, really close now, huh? Go ahead. But remember, don't make too much of a noise, okay? I'm gonna take it all in now. Oh, you came so much, Seems you've been holding out for such a long time. Don't worry, it'll be our little secret. I'm gonna go and freshen up. And I'm sure Stacy will be down in like 5 minutes. I'll stay quiet, I promise. If you stay quiet as well, okay? Good. See you later.